Welcome to Compass with Heladi Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Yeah, we bless God for the opportunity that we have once again to bring the Word of God on this platform. I believe that you've been following this teaching. I want to strongly encourage that if you're following the teachings that we're doing either on podcast or on this platform, I want to seriously encourage you to consider getting the whole teachings together. We teach in series most of the time. And so if you want to be able to get if you want to experience the fullness of all that we are teaching, it would be wise for you to get the complete set of every topic that we are teaching. And one of the things that you can do to get the complete set of that is to call the number at the end of this broadcast. If you call that number and make any request, our team are going to make sure they get to you. And so I want to encourage you to keep listening, to encourage your family to sit and listen to what we are teaching. And I believe that your life is going to be blessed. So I want to welcome you. I have begun a teaching this year, this new year. I call it 40 Days of Impact. What I'm doing is that I'm teaching 40 lessons. And I want to encourage you to listen to every one of them. 40 lessons on the purpose-driven life. 40 lessons. I'm taking and we're using the book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, as a study pattern to which we are going to be doing all of these studies. And today, by the grace of God, I want to look at lesson number 5. Lesson number 5. And the title of lesson number 5 is Seeing Life from God's View. Seeing life from God's view. The way you see your life shapes your life. The way you see your life shapes your life. It is called a perspective. The way you see your life shapes your life. The way you see life generally shapes the way you relate with life. It is called a perspective. How you define life determines your destiny. How you define life determines your destiny. There's this thing that they say some people see when they pour water in a cup. Some people see it half full while others see it half empty. How you define life shapes your destiny. Your perspective will influence how you invest your time, spend your money, use your talents, and value your relationships. Your perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. One of the best ways to understand other people is to ask them, how do you see your life? You will discover that there are as many different answers to that question as there are people. I've been told life is a circus, is a minefield, a roller coaster, a puzzle, a symphony, a journey, and a dance. People have said life is a carousel. Sometimes you are up, sometimes you are down, sometimes you just go round and round. Or life is a 10-speed bicycle with gears we never use. Or life is a game of cards. You have to play the hand you are dealt. If you were asked how you picture life, what image will come to your mind? What image is your life metaphor? It is the view of life that you have. It's the view of life that you have. Your unspoken life metaphor influences your life more than you realize. It determines your expectations, your values, your relationships, your goals, and your priorities. You know, I used to look at life as a journey. That's how I used to look at life. Life is a journey. And so I see myself constantly moving towards a goal. I have a goal somewhere I'm moving to. So I don't have too much time to spend along the way, you know, doing unnecessaries. I have a goal. I have somewhere I'm going. That's how I've always seen life, my own metaphor of life. You know, I have a destination I'm going to, and my focus is that, you know, no matter what I'm doing on the road, the most important thing is I have a destination where I'm going to. So how you see life determines your expectations, your values, your relationships, your goals, and your priorities. For instance, if you think life is a party, your primary value in life will be having fun. If you see life as a race, you will value speed and you will probably be in much of a hurry most of the time. If you view life as a marathon, you will value endurance. If you see life as a battle or a game, winning will be very important to you. How do you see life? The Bible tells us that life, the Bible gives us three metaphors for life. One, he said life is a test. Two, he said life is a trust. And three, he said life is a temporary assignment. In this study, I want us to look at life on earth as a test and life on earth as a trust. Life on earth is a test. This life metaphor is seen in stories throughout the Bible. God continually tests people's character, faith, obedience, love, integrity, and loyalty. Words like trials, temptations, refining, and testing occur more than 200 times in the Bible. God tested Abraham by asking him to offer his son Isaac. God tested Jacob when he had to work extra years to earn Rachel as his wife. Adam and Eve failed their test in the Garden of Eden, and David failed his tests from God on several occasions. But the Bible also gives us many examples of people who passed a great test, such as Joseph, Ruth, Esther, and Daniel. Character is both developed and revealed by tests, and all of life is a test. The way God molds our character, the way God molds us, the way God checks us is by putting up tests before us. I will never forget once God said to me, I will never give you a test that I have not taught you on it. Just like in life, no teacher will give his student tests if he has not taught the course, the subject. So whenever you see a test in your life, always remember that the answer to that test is in your notebook. Go back into your life. There is something God has taught you. And you see, there's something about tests. You will have to pass a test. Really, would you pass an exam if you have not passed the tests? So it's important you pass the test. It makes it easier for you to pass an examination. Actually, an examination is just a bigger test because the same rules are followed. So if the more tests you pass in your life, the more the examination of life is going to be easier on you. Very important. You're always being tested. God constantly watches your response to people, problems, success, conflict, illness, disappointment, and even the weather. He even watches the simplest actions, such as when you open a door for others, when you pick up a piece of trash, or when you are polite toward a clerk or waitress. We don't know all the tests God will give you, but we can predict some of them. Based on the Bible, you'll be tested by major changes, delayed promises, impossible problems, unanswered prayers, undeserved criticism, and even senseless tragedies. The writer says, in my own life, I have noticed that God tests my faith through problems, tests my hope by how I handle professions, possessions, and tests my love through people. A very important test is how you act when you can't feel God's presence in your life. Sometimes God intentionally draws back and we don't sense his closeness. When you understand that life is a test, you realize that nothing is insignificant in your life. This is very important. When you discover that life is a test, nothing becomes insignificant in your life. Everything has importance. Everything has significance. Even the smallest incident has significance for your character development. Every day is an important day, and every second is a growth opportunity to deepen your character, to demonstrate love, or to depend on God. You know, yesterday I was traveling from a city called Yola back to the city of Gombe. And when I got to the park and got a taxi, I got the opportunity to get in, but I had to send my sister off to go get me something, thinking that it would take a while before the taxi would be full. But then the taxi got filled up quickly, and then I was waiting for my sister to come, and I had to beg the driver to just give me an extra minute. The driver was quite impatient. The driver was quite impatient, wanted to move. I had to keep on begging him, please. I was waiting for my sister and all of that. Finally, my sister told me she was ahead of us, so we got into the car and moved and caught up with her. Not long after I had gotten what I needed from my sister, The driver now says, sorry, he was a potent also, he has to stop somewhere and pick up something. And I wanted to say, oh, so you know that you are supposed to stop, you are going to stop and pick up something. And when I was asking you to wait for me, I was almost gloating. I was going to gloat. And then the Holy Spirit put a check for me, you know, and said, no, don't, it's not the time to laugh. It's not the time to gloat. It's a time to show mercy. It's a time to show grace. It's a time to be gracious towards this person. You will teach him a lesson more by your graciousness than by gloating. It was a test. And it was a time for the Lord to develop my character. That when I have an opportunity to triumph over my enemy, or if I have an opportunity to gloat over people, I must check it. I must not allow arrogance and pride to come into my heart. I must show mercy and graciousness even over people who didn't show the same towards me. It was a test. Some tests seem overwhelming, while some others you don't even notice, but all of them have eternal implications. All of them are important to how God grooms you and builds your character. The second thing we're going to look at quickly is that life on earth is a trust. This is the second biblical metaphor of life. Our time on earth and our energy, our intelligence, opportunities, relationships, and resources are all gifts from God that He has entrusted to our care and management. We are stewards of what God gives us. The concept of stewardship begins with the recognition that God is the owner of everything and everyone on the earth. So the Bible said to you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell in it. We never really own anything during our brief stay on earth. One of the greatest teachings I ever heard is that what God wants to give to us is access, not ownership. What God wants you to do is to have access to the good things that He has on earth, for you to use it, for you to enjoy it, for you to live, you know, but always hold it as though, always take cognizance that these things that are in your possession are not your own. They belong to someone. So you handle it well. So we never really own anything during our brief stay on the earth. God just loans the earth to us while we are here. It was God's property before you arrived, and God will loan it to someone else after you die. You just get to enjoy it for a while. It's very important. The first job God gave humans was to manage and take care of God's stuff on earth. This role has never been rescinded. It is a part of our purpose today. Everything we enjoy is to be treated as a trust that God has placed in our hands. So this is very, very important. Very, very important. At the end of your life on earth, you will be evaluated and rewarded according to how well you handle what God entrusted to you. That means everything you do, even simple daily chores, has eternal implications. If you treat everything as a trust, God promises three rewards in eternity. First, you will be given God's affirmation. He will say, good job, well done. Next, you will receive a promotion and be given greater responsibility in eternity. Scripture says, you have been faithful over small things. Come into the joy of your Lord. And then you will be honored with a celebration. Come and share in your master's happiness. Most people fail to realize that money is both a test and a trust from God. God uses finances to teach us to trust Him. And for many people, money is the greatest test of all. God watches how we use money to test how trustworthy we are. The Bible says, if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? This is very important truth. God says there is a direct relationship between how you use money and the quality of your spiritual life. How I manage money, which is worldly wealth, determines how much God can trust me with spiritual blessings, which the Bible calls true riches. So how you manage money, which is an earthly thing, determines how God sees your relationship with Him. Well, time is not on our side today. We have to stop here. It's great just having to share the word of God with you. I want to encourage you to call our number, and if you do and request the book, The Purpose Driven Life, we are going to send one to you free of charge. And you can be able to use that to follow this study or for your own personal study. And I believe that your life will be enriched and your life will be blessed. Well, today is the day that the Lord has made, and you rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Helen Michelle, and I will see you at the next broadcast. God bless you.
I am sure you have been blessed by today's episode of Compass. Let's continue the interaction on our social media platforms at Hella E. Michelia on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time, keep moving in the direction of your destiny.